current state on WKAR. It is homecoming week here at MSU. East Lansing will be welcoming plenty of alumni back into town. One person, however, is less concerned about first-string quarterbacks than she is about the four strings she will have in front of her on Saturday night. And joining me now is current state's Jamie Paisley to talk about her. Hey, Jamie.
Hi, Melissa. I spoke with Hannah Holman. She is the cellist with the New York City Ballet. She's also principal cellist with the Quad Cities Orchestra in Davenport, Iowa. And she'll be in town with maestro Stephen Osmond, with whom I also spoke with, for Saturday's season-opening concert of the Jackson Symphony Orchestra. Now, what would prompt Ms. Holman to risk, you know, homecoming weekend traffic here in mid-Michigan to head to Jackson?
I'm from Jackson, yes.
When I spoke with Maestro, he wasn't sure, was it high school that you started performing with the Jackson Symphony?
Yeah, that's right. I think I played my junior and senior year of high school.
That's fairly intimidating.
It was fun. Yeah, it was great.
He brought you up also back, I guess, a few years ago for the Elgar, right?
I've done the Elgar there, and I've also done the Brahms double.
Mm.
I think that was the last time, which was, I can't remember, it might have been 2000. So it's been a long time. It's so exciting that I get to come back. Maestro Stephen Osmond and I have long talked about doing Dvorak in Jackson. And, I don't know, for about 15 years, whenever I've seen him, like, okay, we're going to do that Dvorak sometime. So it's finally happening.
And how long have you had the Dvorak in your hands?
Oh, wow. Well, that would be telling. I mean, well, first of all, it's the most fantastic cello concerto. You know, it's one of those pieces that you study forever, and then you get to keep revisiting it as you mature.
And after growing up in Jackson, cellist Hannah Holman went to the Eastman School in central New York. But a return to mid-Michigan was not long in the coming.
I transferred to Michigan State, and I was pre-med for a year in the Lyman Briggs College there. And then music won. I couldn't deal with my physics classes anymore. And I just wanted to practice all the time. So I got my undergrad finished at Michigan State. And I think that's really where I started studying Dvorak with Owen Carman, who was the cello professor at the time. And then I went to Boston and did my master's at New England Conservatory with Fritz Mag, and I studied it again there, probably, and got some different insights from a different teacher.
So when it comes to the Dvorak cello concerto, you've got the three movements, and I love the first movement. It's just, you know, very eloquent. Do you have any sort of attachment to any of the three, the moment that you're like, that's my time to shine?
I have to say, for me, I kind of feel the heart of the piece in the second movement. Especially in the kind of cadenza moment in the middle of the second movement. You know, he takes us on such a journey from majestic and big to very personal and then all the way back and forth again.
Which makes sense since in the history of it, there's a certain lost love that comes out.
Right, exactly, right. And I think there's a quote from a song in the second movie.
Yeah, it was the favorite of his would-be girlfriend.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And it comes out, yeah.
Right.
Now, while we're on the topic of Hannah, the Bring Them Home series, how long has that been going on?
Well, it's been going on a long time.
That's Maestro Stephen Osmond, who is director of the Jackson Symphony Orchestra.
About 15 or 20 years ago, we had a series called the Jackson 8, which came about because there are a lot of accomplished musicians that grew up in Jackson have gone off to have major careers. Bob Spring, one of the premier clarinet professors and performers in the country. There were two other clarinetists at the time. Jeff Zook is from Jackson. He's the piccolo player with the Detroit Symphony. I put it all together because people would always come up, why don't you bring this person? Why don't you bring that person? So I said, okay, they're all coming, two a year over a four-year period. And so this year we're just sort of going back to that with Hannah, and she was one of the original Jackson 8. In addition to that, Chris Etzinger, who's a fine pianist. He's on the faculty at St. Olaf, I believe, in Minnesota. A terrific solo career. So he's coming back as part of that. So we love bringing people back. They have an audience. There's a certain enthusiasm in the air. I mean, we love bringing people from, you know, other, with other backgrounds as well, but we stick a lot of close to home. Sort of the subtitle of the program is Joy and Sorrow, and so we're trying to sort of intermix a little bit. We're starting off with the Shostakovich Festival Overture, which is just, you know, about as joyous as you can get. And then from there we go to the Valse Triste of Sibelius, which to me is one of the most intimate personal pieces. I mean, whenever we play that or I look at it, try to play it on the piano or whatever, I just feel like there's a real connection between Sibelius and myself that has nothing to do with anything else. I mean, it's just one of those amazingly intimate, just goes right to your heart kind of pieces. And that's followed by the March to the Scaffold. We will try to, again, we're exploring these ranges of emotion. And that has obviously a little fear, a little suspense, and all that kind of thing. And then that's followed by the Barbara Adagio for strings, which we all know and love, and even people who don't know what it is know it and love it. That sorrowful, introspective, terribly passionate, emotional piece to Mars, the bringer of war, and to end the first half. And of course, that's just, you know, that's the kind of piece that really inspires you to, I mean, and also being a little scary, but just, and I hate to say militaristic kind of passion, which is not what we're looking for these days. We like to go the other way. But anyway, it does have a very gripping sense of empowerment to people.
So let me ask a fairly base question. So when I program the classical music that goes on the radio, I'm dealing with a very distracted audience. You know, they're driving, they're at work, etc. And when you have an audience who you're programming for is very, you know, dedicated, how do you go about that in crafting just even one concert?
Well, that's a good question. I think a conductor has his primary creative outlet isn't necessarily composing, performing as a soloist, but it is programming. And you have to do, it used to be a lot harder here than it is now. I mean, I had to pick pieces that the orchestra could play 38 years ago. I mean, we did a lot of Haydn, a lot of Mozart and Beethoven, and now we can do virtually anything. We've played the Rite of Spring, it's been a while, but Mahler symphonies. So it's, but back to your question, the capability of the orchestra, not so much a problem anymore, but to engage the audience, to keep them well-paced, having them, you know, be inspired. Music has such a power, you know, over people to really affect them emotionally as well as intellectually, but mostly emotionally. And I try on each concert to take them from one of those emotions to another. They don't all appreciate, you know, sonata form. And so sometimes they want to maybe take a little nap. But it's basically just to give them a spark within them, something that's going, they're going to remember, and not necessarily hum on the way home, but that'll tap into themselves and find a chord, if you will, that will be resonant with them.
Maestro, thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been a pleasure, Jamie, and we hope to see you down here again.
You can see the Jackson Symphony Orchestra with Maestro Stephen Osmond with their season opening concert, Joy and Sorrow, at the Potter Center in Jackson College, and their guest soloist, a Jackson native, Hannah Holman, this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. You can find more information at jacksonsymphony.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.